For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of another quiz show, Donnie. What's the score here? Who's winning these quiz shows? Do we have that limit?
Well, I think you know the answer, Joe.
I think Joe knows the answer, too. Joe, aren't you 2-0 in the quiz show?
Yeah. I just wanted that to be announced. We should announce that before the quiz shows. Donnie, you're under a lot of pressure.
I am.
The last time I roared back from 3-0 in a quiz show to win 4-3. Limits, we ask 7 questions here related to the game. All right. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And it's 1:15, Donnie. Time to get to Tom Fridays for juicy steaks, meats, and more. Let's do this. Donnie goes first.
All right, Donnie. Let's begin the quiz show with a similar question that we've asked in previous weeks, but applying to the Jets. Donnie, who is the Jets' all-time leading receiver? Or rather, the Giants, I should say, all-time leading receiver.
This is a tough one, Donnie. You might have to go back to the 1940s. Ooh, I just gave you a clue. I don't know, honestly.
Man, I don't think this guy is it, but I'm just thinking, given that he played more in the passing era. It's not going to be right. I was going to go with Armani Toomer.
Oh, my God.
Let's go, baby!
That was a multi.
Armani Toomer is correct.
That was playing it like you didn't know it when you had it all the time.
Do you know what Chris Berman's nickname was for him?
What?
Well-dressed Armani Toomer.
I like him. Let's go.
Let's go.
He had 9,497 total yards. Second place, Odell Beckham Jr.
I would have gone Frank Gifford, honestly. So that was a nice pull, Donnie. But we all know you lose leads like the Pirates.
Good luck to Joe on this question.
You got David Bednar closing games. I'm ready.
Joe.
Yeah.
Wesley Welker has the longest receiving touchdown in New York Jets history at 96 yards.
Yeah.
The second longest touchdown was from 92 yards, set 5 years ago in 2019. Who was the player for the New York Jets who set the record?
5 years ago, Jets 92-yard touchdown?
Yes.
Limits?
Yes.
I don't know. I can't think of Jets receivers. They all suck. I don't know. I don't even have a guess. If you would ask me from the old days, of course, I don't know why we're doing Jets questions anyway, Donnie, just because they're leftover from last week.
And they're good
questions.
We don't
have to eat leftovers from last week. This question sucks. I don't know.
2019 Jets.
It's tough to think. I don't even know who would have thrown the ball.
I'm going to guess Jamison Crowder.
That is incorrect. This is still a current wide receiver in the NFL.
Give us another clue. He's a current receiver.
He's a current wide receiver.
In what division?
He also played for Carolina.
Holy horse milk. I don't know still. I was going to say Jericho Cotchery.
Jericho Cotchery is incorrect.
The Walls of Jericho Cotchery. I honestly don't know.
He most recently played for the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, now we're talking. Okay. He played for the night. What do you mean most recently? You said he's in the league right now. Is he playing for them now?
Sounds like he's a free agent.
It's a free agent.
I give up.
I actually don't know who it is. Go ahead and just tell us.
Robbie Chosen Anderson.
Oh, my God. Of course.
Robbie Chosen. I don't think he's on their practice squad.
Okay, next. It's Donnie's turn.
Right.
He's leading 1-0.
No one wins.
Yeah. These are, come on, Limit. Let's go here.
Next. Donnie, when the Steelers and Giants played to open the season in 2020, this player caught 2 touchdowns for over 100 yards in the game from Daniel Jones. Who was he?
From Daniel Jones.
See, I'm better on the history ones, not the recent ones. I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago, but I'll tell you what I did on this day in 1973.
Yeah. Was Slayton even there? Darius Slayton?
Oh, my God. I'm down 2-0.
Darius Slayton.
Are you
going to
blow me out here?
No, I got Bednar in. I got Renegade's playing. Bednar's charging
Let him throw a complete game who's ever on the mound now. All right. limits next.
All right, back to the well of Jets questions.
Are you pulling anything from old history here? That's my wheelhouse. You know that.
Give Joe some history.
Let's go back to the 2010.
That's not history.
AFC Championship game.
Okay, I'm good on that. Yeah.
The Jets received a huge defensive play when Ben Roethlisberger was taken down in the end zone for a safety, Joe. Oof.
Yeah.
Who recorded the safety for the Jets?
I can see the play in my mind. Bart Scott.
It was not Bart Scott.
I hate you. I'm sorry I said that.
You say it every quiz show.
I know.
Jason Taylor.
It was not Jason Taylor.
Who was even on the Darrell Revis?
Not Darrell Revis.
It was a defensive lineman. I know that. Who was it, Donnie?
Oh, man.
Give us a clue.
His last name is in the lore of New York football from the previous year. Somebody who grabbed national attention for his play.
What? Kimo von Olhoffen?
No. How would that make any sense?
I don't know. Didn't he play for the Jets at one point,
his
Donnie?
His
last name?
From somebody the year before.
I give up on this.
Yes, last year. Somebody with this last name for a New York football team had a very successful season. Well, maybe not very successful, but somebody who ended up being a pop culture icon.
What? I give up.
Are you saying as in like 2023 or the year before that play? Okay. That became a pop culture icon?
I don't know.
Icon?
This is a disaster. Why are we answering Jets questions?
I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Limits, what is happening here?
The Jets, they played the Jets last week.
So what?
It's a good question. You always insult the questions.
Yeah.
Don't hate the player. Hate the game.
I hate the game.
I'm going to run out the clock here. I don't know who it is.
Me neither.
Mike DeVito. Tommy DeVito, the Giants, anybody? No?
You know what would have been a good clue? Yeah, an actor who's a short king.
Next.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is unbelievable.
DeVito.
Donnie, the Giants and the Steelers in that 2020 game held Saquon Barkley to 6 total yards rushing. But one member of the Steeler ran for over 100 yards in the game. Who was the player?
Benny Snell.
It was Benny Snell.
All right, we're down to the last question. How much is this worth?
No, there's one more question before the last question.
He's up 3-0. I'm getting blown out here because you're asking questions from obscure New York Jets games. Go ahead.
You know, again, that was a Giants question, and you hate the questions.
Go ahead.
I feel like you would get this one right, Joe, if you want me to ask this question. It's a historical question.
Yep.
From 50 years ago, Super Bowl IX, Joe. And this trivia is brought to you by Rafe Apaldo. He submitted a question to the quiz show.
Wow. All right.
When Roy Girella slipped on the kickoff and the Vikings fumbled on the return in Super Bowl IX, which Steelers player recovered the fumble?
Okay, that's different than the safety, the fumble by Tarkenton. Which Steelers player recovered a fumble on a kickoff in Super Bowl IX 50 years ago?
Yes. You wanted a historic question.
Donnie, what is happening?
We wanted a historic question.
They played the New York Giants.
I give you exactly what you asked for.
It's supposed to be themed around the team they're playing this week.
They honored the team last week.
This is not last week, Limits. Has anybody told
it's
you?
It's still historically relevant.
It's this week. Donnie.
Joe is trying to sacrifice
Larry
whole
Brown.
Entire...
Larry Brown.
It was not Larry Brown.
Benny Cunningham?
It was not Benny Cunningham.
Give us a clue.
The offensive or defensive player?
Defensive player.
Whoop. Okay, a defensive player. Donnie Schell.
No.
Mike Wagner.
No, you're not going to get it.
All right, go ahead. Gary Banaszak.
John Banaszak. I don't think he was on the team yet. I think he was 75.
It was Marv Kellum. He was there when they honored him on Sunday.
All right. So are we down to the last question? Yeah.
I think Joe should make next week's quiz show questions and have me and Donnie go head-to-head if Joe was going to hate on these questions so bad.
I mean, we have one of the richest franchises in NFL history, the New York blanking Giants. played in the greatest game? Who scored the touchdown for the Colts in the greatest game? Alan Ameche. Who made the catch off of the throw in the second Super Bowl? Mario Manningham. Who was defending on the David Tyree play? Stuff like this. It's the Giants. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead. This is for 4 points?
This is for 4 points.
Okay. Who's getting the question?
The question is going to be to Donnie, because the last one was to you.
Okay.
All right. So I can win it all here with a grand slam.
All right, Donnie. 14 Steelers from the 74 Super Bowl team, including coaches, players, and executives, were inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame 50 years ago.
Mm.
How many of the 14 can you name?
Oh.
Nobody likes this question.
And now this is where I can say, like, I can name blank amount.
You can say 10.
Yes.
Or something like that. Then you have to name them. Or how does it work again?
So Donnie can say, I can name 10. You can say to Donnie either prove it or I can name 11.
That's
and
right.
Donnie says
That's
to
right.
you prove it.
All right. Go ahead, Donnie.
I find it fascinating that Joe's played this game for years and still doesn't understand the rules of the final question.
It's a brain teaser. It is the rules.
I know. I don't want to set the number too low on this, though, but I also don't want to come up short because then I lose.
Well, that's why they play the game.
Joe, I'm going to, since you've been very frustrated with these questions, Joe, I'm going to let you set your number and go for it here.
Wow, he's passing.
No, he's not allowed to do
that. I don't think he's allowed to pass.
Oh, I thought I was.
Two? I'll name two if he's allowing me to set my number.
Well, wait.
No, the question is, how many can you name? And then you have to say how many you think you can name. And then, I don't know what the hell is going on.
All
here.
Right, okay. I'm just going to say.
You love this segment.
I used to.
So from the 74 Steelers,
yes.
You said 14 guys in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, how many can you name?
Players and coaches.
Yep, and I'm allowed to top that.
Okay, I'm going to try to name, I'll say 7.
I can name more without making a mistake or I'm eliminated.
Right, you can't make a mistake. All right,
from
Joe.
From the 74 Steelers?
You got to name 8.
Okay. Terry Bradshaw.
Yep.
Didn't we do this question last week?
No, we did this a couple weeks ago on the 72 Steelers on the Immaculate Reception.
Terry Bradshaw, Franco Harris,
yep.
John Stallworth,
yep.
Mike Webster,
yep.
Lynn Swan,
yep.
Joe Green, Jack Ham, Jack Lambert, Mel Blunt. I win. Horrible question.
You could have said Chuck Knoll, too.
Sorry, Donnie.
The buzzer's Wait. For you.
Donnie, I'm sorry I came back and hit a grand slam. And I love City Limits, perhaps more than anybody outside of his family, but that was a horrible quiz show. Do you agree?
I severely disagree. There will not be a quiz show next week then, apparently.
Do you agree with that? Honestly.
Well, we have a bye week next week, so.
Yeah. Okay. Thank God, right? I don't know. And I won. I don't even feel good about winning. You should be able to name more than 7 of the 74 Steelers.
I could have.
You choked again in the 9th inning. You sent in Bednar, and you lost again on a blown save.
Maybe I should just start playing from behind the whole time.
You should. You should intentionally get behind. All right. Coming up next, our predictions.
I am doing well in this category.
Yeah.
Joe doesn't want to hear these standings.
No. Although this week, I think I did better. We'll get the standings.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.